And now Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. Genetic testing is all the rage. And this week, Sid Schroyer takes a look through the story of a friend at what all that testing is for.
My friend Arthur was struggling with things like life and death and everything in between, and so with advice from someone who is paid to smile when she joyously reads what she is told to read by anyone who will pay her, my friend Arthur enlisted the support of the DNA analysis company 21andDone to help him see if he could find out what was up with him. "What's up with me?" Arthur said to himself on the morning of the third day of a three-day rain as he flipped one button that powers the television screen, a second button that retrieves the programming, and a third button for the sound. Arthur then returned his attention to the channel left before bedtime the night before, and to a program where six people sit in a circle passing to the next person things they've heard about the state of things in the world from the other person. The show is called What Goes Around Comes Around. "It's not the Indy 500, but it'll do," Arthur says. After one of the hosts said, "Coming up on the next segment of What Goes Around Comes Around, Betty tells Bill what Bob said," the commercial for 21andDone appeared, and before Arthur could change the channel to What Comes Around Goes Around on ESPN, the commercial for 21andDone caught his eye. The friendly smile and the pleasant voice and the soothing notion that his particular question, "What's up with me?" has an answer. "It's in my genes," Arthur thought he said to himself. "No, it's right here on the counter," his wife said from the kitchen. "It's in my genes," he thought again. After his wife handed Arthur his iPhone, and as soon as he was sure she wasn't looking, he closed the Sunnyside and Up Neighborhood Association Facebook page and Googled 21andDone, which directed him to 21andDone.com, all one word, lowercase, where it turned out what the friendly woman said on the commercial was true. For only $99, Arthur could experience ancestry in a new way. Get a breakdown of global ancestry by percentages, connect with DNA relatives, and more. Or for $100 more, get an even more comprehensive understanding of genetics. "That's the one for me," Arthur said. 3 to 5 days later, Arthur's official 21andDone spit kit arrived. Carefully following all six of the considerately illustrated steps, and in a matter of minutes, he cleared his throat and spit into the hazardous waste-labeled specimen bag, sealed the official barcode tube, registered his spit with the official expectorant barcode code so that there could be no doubt about whose spit was spat, and carefully handed a package to a post office clerk to mail it back. Lickety spit. In the prepaid package to the 21andDone lab. For 6 to 8 weeks, Arthur waited. Some days were hot, and some days it rained. In either case, he waited. He waited for his very own personalized ancestry percentages that would tell him, he knew, why he is quiet when he should make noise, and why he hates the taste of cilantro. The day came. The results arrived. "By association," the report stated, "you are 2.6% Bolshevik, 10% labor unionist, 11.2% French section of the Workers' International-ist, 28.2% Bavarian People's Party-ist, and 47.1% illiterate serf. By occupation," the four-color note continued, "you are 1.3% slave trader, 5.3% alchemist, 12.7% lath maker, 33% itinerant farmer, and 47.1% illiterate serf. In historical periods of social and economic conflict, exclusion, tribalism, racism, nationalism, exceptionalism, and systematic inequality, through significant eras, movements, reigns, and epochs, for 25 generations of diminishing certainty, you are genetically predisposed to be victim, 10%, perpetrator, 20%, resistor, 0.25%, and bystander, 60%. From our analysis of your individualized data," Arthur's individualized report said, "you have a 76% chance of preferring popcorn with only salt, a 38% chance of preferring popcorn with salt and butter. If you jump out of an airplane without a parachute, you have a 95.3% chance of never collecting Social Security. 62.5% of your great-grandparents were narcissists," it said. "Your children have a 31.25% chance of being narcissists." "Well, that explains it," Arthur said. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Sid Schroyer.
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.